Yeah, so what we're mentioning is that the Rambam seems to be difficult. The kasha on the Rambam that they ask is that bedinu in halacha yipeg and halacha yidbeit she yisku al kol bracha kol bav man shlosh uponim. Now it sounds like he's saying 30 on each bracha, but you can't say that way because in Zion he's speaking midaraisa. Hatzibur chayav mishmo atzkiyus al seira brachas ketzet al mishlich sibur etc. The tokeh shalosh vamo the zechranes for tokeh shalosh. What's shalosh? It means if you know when you knew which one it was, so you would just tokeh shalosh. Correct. So therefore, when he says in Yud Beis b'din hayashi yisku al kol bracha kol bav man shlosh apamim kider shetaku kishen yoshvin, what he means is tashrat tashatarat on each one. Okay, not on each one 30 kolos. All right. So, but the question nevertheless is that since the tzibur has a separate chiyuv because it's a separate gavra vis-a-vis mitzvah shofar, so how could you do away with the mitzvah on the tzibur? And how is the Rambam actually tokea? He's tokea tashrat for malchus, like he says in Yud. The achash shegamash lechsi bracha revius tokea tkiya shlosh shvarim v'tshuva tkiya pam achas, and chamishis is tashat, and shishis is tarat pam achas. Okay, all he, and everyone he says pam achas. Okay, so the question is, if it's Pam Achas that's going to come out, that since it's a Sofek, so you really don't even have, you only have one. You only have one. And it could be you don't have Malchus, it could be you don't have Zechronos, it could be you don't have Shofros. You don't know, two out of the three you're not going to have.
You definitely don't have two out of three.
So what kind of a pshara is this? That's the question.
What is the middle one you're doing? Is it a trua or is it a shvarim trua?
Which is the middle one?
What you just said, that you're only doing one.
Okay. So the question is, when the Rambam says that at Sibur, Chayav Mishmoat Kiyas Al Seda Abrachos, and Zion, Gimel Zion, what does he mean? It definitely has to be a key in the rice. Because the Chacham wouldn't make up something that just doesn't exist.
Right.
So it's a key. But does the Rambam mean that there's a Chovas Tzibur, a Gavra of a Tzibur, and a Gavra of a Yachid? Or does the Rambam mean, no, the mitzvah is really on the Yachid? But since there's a Kiyum of Shofar Al Seder Brachos, so where you have the Tfilas HaTzibur, the Tfilas HaTzibur qualifies. So then the Yachid could do it. But not that the Yachid is a different Gavra Shel Chiyuv than the Tzibur. He's the same Gavra Shel Chiyuv. Okay? And he's the same Gavra Shel Chiyuv. And the only thing is that where he can avail himself of a Tfilas HaTzibur, that's a Kiyum Daraisa, so he should do it. And the Chachamim insisted on it. So he won't be Yotze altogether. Midrabon. Okay?
If what?
If he doesn't avail himself of the Tzibur when he's Bitzibur. Right, he goes out. He doesn't hear. Okay, so which way do you think it is? That the Tzibur is a separate Gavr Shalchiyuv, or that the Yachid is really the only Gavr Shalchiyuv? However, there is a Kiyum of Shofar, I'll say the Brachas.
Right.
And I'll say that brachas means brachas shel tzibur. So it has to be birkas al tzibur. So therefore, wherever the yachid finds himself, the makom birkas al tzibur, so he has to do what? What? He has to do what I'll say to brachas. The Rambam is much more like that.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Because the Rambam says, in Yud Beis, "Bedin ha'yoshid yisku al kol bracha kol bav min shalosh bracha k'der shetokish chayin yoshu elo kivan sheyatzu midei sofek betkios shemiyushav ein matzrichin al tzibur lachzor b'hem." I mean, if tzibur is a separate gavra, what does it have to do with kivan sheyatzu midei sofek betkios shemiyushav? That's the yachad.
Yeah.
But vis-a-vis the Chavas Sibur, nothing was accomplished. So it's mashma from the Rambam that the Chavas is a Chavas Yochid. But when the Yochid finds himself in a situation that he could be Shomea the Tzkios, I'll say the Brachas, which is a Kiyam Deraisa, he must do it. He must do it. Midaraisa, he'd be yotze even without that. But since there's a kiyum, so he must take advantage of the kiyum. Not only that, the chacham machayev him to do it. Because the Rambam says yotze means that the yochid is yotze, but the tzibur is not yotze. So the Chachamim made it mandatory that when the Yachid is b'tzibur, he should be Shamei al Seder brachos. Okay?
One second.
Now get us one more question. If we say it's a Yachid, so the Yachid is chayev whenever it's available to hear the tkiyas, I'll say the brachas. If he has a real shot, and it's a tefillah satzibor, so we could ask one question: does it have to be tkiyas shelo yotza bahen, or what if he was yotza tkiyas? So they're not tkiyas shel chiyuv. So if they're not tkiyas shel chiyuv, maybe it's too late. Maybe it's too late.
Right.
Okay.
That's very good. You only have this if you want to make the premise that the tzibur is made by the chida. If you tell me it's two different gavras, then he wasn't yotze because it was not yotze in the vehicle of the tzibur.
That's great. So you'll tell me what's the difference. So I'll tell you like this: that if you're going to say that the chiyuv is only if you aren't yotze shofar yet. Because the shofar shel mitzvah should be al seder brachos because of that extra kiyum. So when we're doing it now, there really is no real kiyum of tkiyas al seder brachos. Correct?
Because we have the tkiyas from the Yusha?
Yeah, because we have the Yusha.
Right.
So why do we do it? So why do we do it? So we do it because then nevertheless it's a kiyum belev of the Shema Tkiyas al Seder Brachos. It's not the Raisa, it's the Rabban.
What happened to the Raisa? You didn't do it?
The Raisa you didn't do. Because the moment you did the Tkiyas before you were Yotze, so that killed the Raisa. But really you would not do anything during this verse. But the Chachamim said that you see in Zichron, there's a Zichron Tshuva, a kiyumim of ideas. So there is a kiyum of belave of Lishmo at Kiyah, so say the brachas. So it's true, it's not the deraisa.
That explains what the tircha.
But nevertheless, they were misakein that you should do it anyways because of the Kiyam B'Lev. Okay? So if that's the case, but how should they have been misakein? They should have been misakein Tashrat Tashat Tarat.
Right.
Be just like they did before. But since it's a Tircha de Tzibura, so they were satisfied, and it's not a Deraisa, so they were satisfied with just having one set of Seder Atzmos.
That would function for the Kiyam B'Lev anyhow, right?
It functions for the Kiyam B'Lev. When it came to the Kiyam B'Lev, they weren't machna.
So then it has the minhag of Tichias Miyusha, isn't that okay to the Raisa?
That's the problem.
That's right.
How come they made a minhag of Tichias Miyusha? Because Antaisa says originally, doesn't Antaisa say originally they didn't do that? Because it says Misha Beirach and Achakach Nismana Lo Shofa. Right? So it means that the Tzkiyas used to be with the Brachas. With the Brachas.
Right.
So the question is, how are they Oker? The Deraisa and create Tzkiyas the Miyushif? That's the question. So the question moves to another place. Yes. So the question is, how are they able to derive it by creating Tzkiyas the Miyushif? But it's hard to answer anyways. Because the moment you have Tzkiyas the Miyushif, you have to derive it. So I mean, what are you going to say? That you don't say Miktas Deraisa and you still need, and you still that the two separate for you?
Yeah, it's made like by Lulav. I know I'm on Lulav.
Yes.
Those are Deraisa, right?
Yes.
But even if you pick up Lulav beforehand, you can still pick them up and by Hallel and have the Kiyam Deraisa and Manuah.
What do you mean?
Like, if let's say you pick up Lulav in your house.
Right.
So still, when you take them by Hallel to do the Nanuim, do the Kiyam Deraisa Bishlimusa, no?
You mean because whenever you pick up a Lulav, it's a Kiyam?
No, I'm saying whenever, even though you were Yotzei Deraisa the first time, it came that way, nothing bit, right?
Yeah, but we say that it's a Kiyam of Shevach, the Chasidei Anshei Yerushalayim, you still look at it all day, and it's a Kiyam Shevach. But I never heard about blowing, walking around with a shofar all day, blowing shofar.
That's your question. 100 calls.
That's it. That's it. So the question is. Yeah, so the question is, how did they do that? How did they get rid of the Iker Kiyam? Iker Kiyam. Because you're being Yotze, the Deraisa. Now you don't have the Kiyam at Deraisa of Al Seder Brachos. Right? That's the problem. You could say that the Chachamim realized that the Kiyam B'Lev is going to become butl unless you use the method of Lavir as a son. So therefore, in order to have a full kiyam wave of shofar, they created a takana of Malarviv as a sudden. Of course, by doing that, the kiyam of Al Seder Tilis is gone, Midarais. But they brought it back, Midarabanan, because of the combination of Shlochosh and Makam of shofar. With two. So that's, they had to do it that way. I'm just thinking of where else you have a case like that. it would emanate from the Koach HaChacham of Shev Al Tasa, because they're afraid it's going to be Machal Shabbos, so that would be worse. So therefore they told you not to take the lulav altogether. Don't even do the mitzvah. So over here, because of the fact that the Kinyan B'Leiv is really a din in the yom, and that's really what brings the Kedushas HaYom and the whole effect of the yom, the whole effect of the that the Gzeira should be L'tova. So therefore, so they had no choice, because the Balabatim reached that level, they had no choice but to do the Arvid as a sort.
Even if it's not Shev Al Tasa, because they're actually saying blow. It's like uprooting the king.
No, that's Shev Al Tasa, because when they're telling you not to forfeit the kiyum of Al Seder Brachos. It doesn't go about what they tell you to do. It goes in terms of the halachic world.
Right.
In terms of the halachic world, they're saying don't do the Seder Brachos. Even though they're telling you to blow them out.
So would you be high there upon them, according to that, or just like the whole?
I mean, that way the Ram would make sense then. The Ram would make sense.
Are you saying the Kimberley?
You don't want to, and also you don't want to turn off the people. So therefore, that's why you do. In other words, you want to work with the emotions of the people. If you're going to be matrichim too much, you're not going to be very positive about mitzvah shofar. So it's enough. I mean, that's the only chance I can get around. Okay. In other words, the Satan is really the Eight Sahara. So the instinctual. So when he hears it the first time, a regular person is just shocked. But the second time, he's mechavein for the ideas in the shofar of gula and of setting the world on the Malchus Shakai. So that's why you need it. But that was only later. Ramban, I saw the Ramban says the same thing. He says originally they never had it. There was just meik. He says meikra din. He says you're supposed to blow only once. I'll say the brachos. That's what you just showed me. What was it?
Yeah, the Ramban and the Tosfos were saying.
But because they saw the Hamoranam wasn't on the level, so they had to deal with the Yetzirah of the Aram of the Hamoranam.
Just
For us, Rabbi Yitzchak von Wakim and Shem Mitzvasan. I'm reading from the Ramban's Drasha for Russia in the Shevel's edition, Reish Mem Gimel. Okay, he says, V'amar kibbeh shemitzvasan l'chatchila pam achas, I'll say the brachas, I see l'chatchila, that's why it's supposed to do it. L'ma nogo machshav shetokan amariyan kodim tefila, v'chazun atokan amariyan, I'll say the brachas. K'day shi yasat ma'orvav b'shas tefila. Remember Zud Rabbi Yitzchok, k'ein remember the Rabbi Avoh b'shofar. L'ma tov b'shofar shalayon, do time of the menorah, below time of the krah. Okay. I'm going to look around one more thing.